picture this with me. You finally sit down, it's quiet, there's nothing distracting you, and within seconds, your thoughts start to get a little bit louder. Not calmer, not peaceful, but you feel like they are screaming at you at this point. Maybe you're thinking about something you said earlier, something you're worried about. Maybe even a what if starts to form. And before you know it, you're not just thinking about something, you're spiraling into all these mini little things. And that's why a lot of people don't actually like being alone with their thoughts. Not because they don't want to be still. I mean, we love that verse, right? In scripture where it talks about be still and know that I am God. But how do we practice that? Now, I think there's active movement of being still, but I also think there is the physical practice of literally being still. But because we don't really know how to be still without like our thoughts pulling us under. And most people, I think that the goal is, let me sit with my thoughts and I'm just going to feel calm. But that's actually not the first step. The real challenge is, how do I stay present without getting caught in the spiral? That's what we're going to be talking about today. When I'm working with my clients, I walk them through the practice of being still. And it often sounds like a foreign language to so many of them, especially when I make sure that I let them, hey, no music, not even worship music. I just want you to be still without noise, distractions, or anything like that. And it's a practice of being okay with yourself and being with the Lord. As we talk further, me and my clients, it comes out that they are often afraid of what will come up, so they avoid it. They say that they're being still. They say that they're slowing down. They will be like, well, I'm listening to worship music. It's like, all those things are good. But if you're afraid of your own thoughts, that's where we need to address. And we need to learn how to not be afraid of our thoughts and learn how to practice renewing our minds, like I teach in my Untangle Your Thoughts self-paced course. This month, the entire month, I'm running a spring sale for 50% off the course. So if you have been eyeing it, if you have been hearing me talk about it, but you haven't pressed the trigger yet, now's the time. For the whole month of April, you have the opportunity to get 50% off. The link will be in the show notes. It's going to take you right to checkout for the discount. And so head to the show notes, click on the link, and don't wait. Don't wait any longer. It's time. Time to stop spiraling. Time to learn how to be with yourself. Time to learn about your thoughts. It's time. Okay. Now, let's slow this down a little bit. A thought shows up. And you might think, did I say the wrong thing? What if this goes badly? Why did I say that earlier? And this matters because there's this split second where you have a choice. And most people don't realize it's there because we've just been in this automatic place of thoughts like running on a conveyor belt, and we're just trying to absorb them all, and we just are trying to address them all. But we also have a split second when they're on that conveyor belt to choose. Am I going to pick this thought up and entertain it? Or am I just going to notice it on the conveyor belt and let it just go on by? And they produce two very different experiences. So again, picture this with me. Your thoughts are going on by on a conveyor belt. You physically have the choice to choose, I should say emotionally have the choice to choose, if you pick up that thought and start to entertain it, or if you just let it go on by. I know for me personally, when I really started healing last year from my complex trauma and understanding the depth of automatic thoughts and patterns and things in life, I had to relearn how to be with myself. I had to learn how to be okay with whatever thoughts came and not be afraid of them, especially when, for me personally, in a functional free state, and then they call it thawing, when you start to thaw, your brain is trying to have you're training your brain to learn a new neuroplasticity, a new way of living that's not in survival. And I had to learn how to not spiral, how to learn to put that muscle, those thought patterns into practice to let that conveyor belt continue to go on by without picking up every single thing on that conveyor belt. But spiraling, it doesn't usually happen because of the first thought. It happens because of what comes next. It's the follow-up thoughts. Why would you think that? What does that mean? What if this is true? And that's really when we start to spiral. It's not with the thought. Hear me out. It's with the engagement of the thought. And this is something I work with a lot with the women inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, which is 50% off right now for the entire month of April for a spring sale. Because many people think the problem is their thoughts. And we are having hundreds and thousands of thoughts a day, but we don't have to pick up every thought and entertain it. But often the real issue is the relationship that we have with those thoughts. Okay, so let me just kind of walk through something simple. The next time you're sitting quietly and a thought shows up, we're going to practice not following it. So you might say to yourself silently or in your head, that's a thought. I want you to come back to this idea of a conveyor belt. I want you to picture it in your mind and watching the thought go on by. And you're like, okay, Jess, sure. No, let's practice it. And let's practice it again. And let's practice it again. Because it takes time to really develop new ways of thinking, renewing your mind. It's this ongoing process with the Lord. And so we really just want to say, that's a thought. That was weird. And continue to do and go about your day. And then stay there. You don't want to fix it. You don't have to analyze it. You don't have to answer it. We just need to notice it. Allow it to remain present. I think it's important, especially when we're talking about scriptures like 2 Corinthians 10:5, where it talks about we take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. It doesn't say that we fix every thought. It doesn't say that we challenge every thought. It doesn't say that we pray them away. We put them into submission to Christ, right? So we don't have to entertain them. Taking them captive doesn't mean we have to continue to entertain them. We practice making them obedient to Christ. We're not challenging them. Again, when it comes to Colossians 3:2, set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. To set your mind on things above, we have to recognize if I pick up this thought off the conveyor belt, we're just going with this analogy here, is this going to help me think about things that are good, right, and true? Is this something that's going to lead me to a better understanding of what Christ is doing in me or the things I need to get free from? Or is this thought just going to lead me down a worry spiral or a shame spiral or a condemnation spiral? This is where we kind of go into metacognition, where we think about what we're thinking about. And that in itself takes practice. And again, this is some of the deeper work that I do inside of my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, because we practice recognizing thoughts and emotions. We recognize the patterns, our actual thought patterns. You learn how to create space between the thought and the reaction, because once knowing this, it's very helpful. And then we practice it consistently, and that's what creates the change. So spiraling is often fueled by trying to get to that place of certainty, trying to eliminate discomfort. Anybody out there trying to eliminate discomfort? I know. Assigning meaning too quickly to something like, oh, I have this thought. This must be why I have this thought. Assuming every thought needs attention or believing thinking more will create space. And none of these are failures. They're patterns. So again, sitting with your thoughts isn't about becoming thought-free. It's about becoming less reactive. You don't have to stop your thoughts to feel peace. You just have to stop following every single one. If this episode helped you recognize how quickly your mind might move into spiraling and you want help learning to respond differently, I highly recommend signing up today while it's 50% off for my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts. Head to the link in the show notes, click on the link. It's going to take you right to checkout. And also, If you're kind of wanting more personalized support, you can also book a free consultation with me for one-on-one coaching so we can come up with a customized plan for you moving forward in your healing journey. But again, right now, for the month of April, spring sale for 50% off my self-paced course, Untangle Your Thoughts, and the link will be in the show notes. Think about your conveyor belt this week. Think about what you're thinking about. Think about what you're choosing to constantly pick off that conveyor belt because it matters. I hope you loved today's episode. I pray that it challenged you to see the goodness of God in your life and that whatever you are going through, God is with you and not punishing you. Share this episode with someone who has been praying for a mental breakthrough. Sometimes all we need is someone explaining something in a new and fresh way to get that breakthrough. Also, would you take 30 seconds to leave me a rating and review? It brings me so much joy to read them, and it's a way that lets me know you're enjoying the podcast. Lastly, go get my free 3-day study on how to deal with emotions in a biblical way. Psalm 18:19 reminds me of this. God delivers you because he delights in you. Don't forget that. I'll see you in a few days.